Republican Senator Kevin Meyer hopes to change Alaska's campaign finance law to address PACs controlled by individual lawmakers and candidates.
So Senate Bill 5 will close the loophole that allows lobbyists to contribute to political action groups that are controlled by a legislator or candidate for the legislature, and places a restriction on when these groups can engage in political fundraising.
Under Alaska's 1996 campaign finance law, candidates and elected officials are not allowed to receive contributions from lobbyists outside their home district, and they are not allowed to fundraise during the legislative session. SB 5 would extend these same rules to PACs controlled by individual legislators. PACs like Representative Ledoux cannot contribute to the candidate or the legislator that controls them, but Meyer says that it's the appearance of impropriety that worries him.
The intent is to eliminate the appearance of any undue influence or corruption, and we must do everything we can to maintain and keep the trust, the public's trust.
Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski is a strong proponent of campaign finance reform. He supports Meyer's bill in principle, but thinks it could go much further.
If we're concerned that lobbyists giving money to legislators is a problem, there's probably some other areas that we need to close in the system. For example, what if a lobbyist gives money to his wife and then lets the wife write checks to, or husband, and then lets the husband or wife write checks to the legislator? Should that be allowed? What about lobbyists giving money to political parties and then having political parties give money to legislators? Should that be allowed?
Willikowski is actively working on an amendment to SB 5 to make it more comprehensive. A lot has been made of the Gabby's Tuesday PAC, but Representative Ledoux has pushed back, saying it's no different than PACs run by state political parties. Casey Reynolds, a former GOP spokesman turned blogger, agrees.
Each political party, the Republican and the Democrat, have PACs that are set up to support House Democrats, House Republicans, Senate Democrats, Senate Republicans. And so those caucus leaders can raise money into those PACs from the same special interests that Gabrielle Ledoux is raising money into her PAC from, and then distribute it out to people that are aligned with them.
In Reynolds' opinion, Meyer's bill isn't really an effort to get money out of politics, but rather an attempt by the state's political parties to maintain power. Ledoux and two other Republicans joined forces with 17 Democrats and two independents to form a new majority in the House this year. It's the first time since 1993 that the chamber's top position will not be held by a Republican.
Gabrielle Ledoux has been disavowed by the Republican Party, and they've made it very clear they're going to run somebody against her in a primary because she organized in a bipartisan coalition. And so I suspect this is a messaging component of that, trying to vilify her and make her seem like she's more tainted and less ethical than anybody else, and trying to use that against her to get her unelected.
Ledoux refused to speculate about the underlying motivations of Meyer's bill, but she did acknowledge the shifting power dynamics between individual lawmakers and political parties.
I think sometimes the parties have too much influence in politics. And so if more people had individual PACs, that could kind of curtail some of the influence that the parties had on people.
Senate Bill 5 is scheduled for public testimony at its next hearing in the Senate State Affairs Committee on Thursday. In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.